Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council set to hold emergency talks today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. That launch went into the Sea of Japan Sunday in what had been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang, which tested a nuclear device, many of them ballistic missiles as well, last year at an unprecedented rate. President Trump's senior policy adviser Stephen Miller says the White House is considering all options in an effort to upend a court ruling that froze Mr. Trump's order to ban travel from 7 majority Muslim countries.
Right now, we are considering and pursuing all options. Those options include seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court, continuing the appeal with the panel, having an emergency hearing en banc, or going to the trial court in the district level. They also include the possibility of new executive actions designed to prevent terrorist infiltration of our country.
Mr. Trump also said he's considering a new executive order today or tomorrow, but Democratic Senator Ben Cardin warned new executive orders and reviving the first one will only make the nation less safe.
It's not just my views. I've talked to leaders from around the world who tell us that it would be used as a recruitment for terrorist organizations, that it would put Americans at greater risk traveling abroad, that it adds to self-radicalization.
Meanwhile, immigration authorities have arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. There have been raids across the country. A senior South Sudanese general has quit after accusing President Salva Kiir and members of the majority Dinka tribe of unacceptable cycles of violence. 2015 peace agreement has failed to stop 3 years of violence. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his troops and Syrian rebels are poised to reach the heart of the Islamic State-held bastion of al-Bab. He said the town is besieged on four sides. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors fighting in Syria, said clashes were still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Meanwhile, the forces backing the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are approaching al-Bab from the south. David Lesh is an analyst with Trinity University.
If al-Bab does indeed fall, and it's also generally accepted that forces will converge on Raqqa, but it seems, you know, the bigger story with regard to al-Bab is not if it'll fall, but when it will fall. And the bigger question is, you know, who's going to occupy it?
President Erdogan also suggested Turkish-backed forces may press on to challenge the Islamic-held city of Raqqa in Syria, currently in the sights of the U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels. And the Syrian opposition has said it has selected the 21-member negotiating team for UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks scheduled to get underway on the 20th of the month. United Nations says last week's U.S. strikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. Airstrikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in an embattled district in the province of Helmand. Afghan security forces backed by U.S. air support have been trying to evict the insurgents, and both sides have suffered heavy casualties. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde has voiced optimism President Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending will boost the U.S. economy.
From the little we hear, we have reasons to be optimistic about economic growth in the United States.
Speaking in Dubai, Lagarde cautioned U.S. economic advances could hurt economies elsewhere because of the strength of the dollar against other currencies and the potential U.S. interest rates rising. Associated Press reporting officials in the U.S. state of California have ordered at least 130,000 people to evacuate an area in the northern part of the state where a spillway at the tallest dam in the U.S. could fail. Focus of their concern is the Oroville Dam, where damage to the main spillway last week has been followed by weakness in an emergency spillway. Jazz singer Al Jarreau, a 7-time Grammy winner, died Sunday in Los Angeles at the age of 76, best known for hits like We're in This Love Together and Moonlighting. No cause for his death given, but he had just announced his retirement a few days earlier because of exhaustion. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.